This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's always so great. One of my favourite times of the week is to catch up with Jody McCormack. Of course, you're a reporter with The Sun, to chat all things Love Island. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. We're almost done.
I know. What are we going to do without our weekly chats all about Love Island? I suppose this could be the last one unless we catch up to have a chat about who's won. But take us back through this crazy, crazy week. And I know we say that every week, but this week there was lots of twists and turns and families and the whole lot.
Yeah, these islanders hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they do not like each other. It's absolutely crazy. So this week we have had obviously the families come in, which quite a nice thing, but it seems to have caused a lot of drama this year.
Yeah.
So we've had the families come in, we've had fights kicking off left, right and centre. We had like a challenge kind of last night where they kind of talked about like what couples, you know, they think would like, they wouldn't trust them as much or things like that, which obviously caused a lot of drama. Harry is back with Shakira. Every week I come on, it's like, he's at Helena this week, he's at Shakira this week, he's back with Shakira now. And Helena has kind of been friend zoned. So there has been a lot happening this week.
And do you feel now like there's any clear winner? Because, I mean, whether we like it or not, we're going to have to find two people that are going to win Love Island. But, like, are they going to give it to maybe one of the only maybe stable couples in? I mean, nobody still to this day, nobody seems stable to me.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot happening. Like, kind of last week, I was saying maybe like Tony and Cash, like public seem to quite like Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has, you know, rekindled things with Cash after, you know, I suppose like leaving him for Harrison. Now, I still think she is quite popular with the public. But again, it's come up in the challenges a lot that she has kind of left Cash for Harrison and gone back. I don't know if that's going to sway the public. I'm still not 100% sure if they're completely solid. Honestly, this week now I'm kind of leaning towards maybe Yasmin and Jamie.
Oh.
Actually winning it. They made things exclusive last night. People absolutely love Yasmin.
Yeah.
She is probably one of my favorites as well. I just think she handles herself very well. There's no kind of messing with her. She's not, you know, starting fights. She's sticking up for her friends. You know, she's with Jamie. She's been with him from the start, kind of like when they got to know each other in Casa Amor. There's been no kind of, you know, messing around with him or anything like that. So I think given that the fact that they've kind of been plain sailing, they've just made it exclusive and people do tend to really, really like her. Her and Tony are the top girls. So I would say maybe that's who I'm leaning towards. I mean, the final's on Monday.
I know.
So we're on Thursday now. So like, I can't see anyone else. You know, I have seen from the spoilers for this evening that another couple does make it exclusive this evening. I have absolutely no idea who that could even be because a lot of them are still very, you know, like a bit all over the place. But that's probably who, if I had to put money on it now, I would go for Yasmin and Jamie to win.
Yeah, I'd be probably swaying towards the same myself as well because there's no other clear front runners. Do you think that next year they might have to switch things up again? Obviously, we know that with this being kind of the 10-year reunion or whatever they were trying to promote it as, that it was going to be all twists and turns. But I don't know if it's the characters that they put in, that the people absolutely hate each other, like you said. But I mean, do they need to introduce something else for next year to make sure that maybe there's not as many fights and complaints and all of that kind of stuff? What's the future of Love Island looking like?
I kind of hope they don't change it because this season was absolutely hilarious. Just season like it. It was just the most ridiculous. Like, I'm actually going to miss it. Like, it actually was just the most ridiculous few weeks of TV I've ever watched. But, like, I think this year it was a real stab at trying to, you know, revive it. Like, I think it had kind of fallen off a little bit. Like, I think, you know, obviously let's say, like the season with, you know, Moira Higgins, Molly May, Greg O'Shea, that's still the season that I would kind of look at as one of the most successful. I think it kind of hit a peak then and kind of fell off as kind of the years went on after that. I think the season afterwards wasn't as exciting, and it kind of like people were expecting good things because of season seven, and I don't think it lived up to the expectations. And I think maybe they were flogging a dead horse a little bit, trying to bring in this like winter season as well, because it was doing so well at the time. And I think it just oversaturated a little bit. I think the pulling back the winter seasons to do it as the All-Stars.
Who do you think is going to do well, I suppose, outside of the Villa? Is there any clear favourites, do you think, that are going to land the brand deals? Maybe we'll see them. I think it seems to be a running thing where, you know, ITV kind of snap up these Love Island celebrities. I mean, we've seen Olivia Attwood. I know she's from a good few seasons ago, but she was presenting this morning. And Moira Higgins doing so well. Obviously, Molly May has her empire. And some of them do really, really well and get great careers out of it. Is there anybody that you think you've got your eye on that might do well out of this season?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some strong contenders there. I think it always, you know, as you said, like Molly May, like Olivia Attwood, like Moira Higgins, like these Islanders, I feel like that are very true to themselves, don't play into the whole kind of like farce of the show. I think do quite well. Like the public are really, really liking you know, Shakira, Yasmin, Tony. But I think that they're probably going to do quite well out of it. I think the UK, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be as gone on Irish Megan as we are here. I really like her, and I really like her and Connor together. But I think she's going to do, you know, quite well. Irregardless of that, I think she has that kind of Love Island celebrity influencer factor. You know, she does, like, she did study musical theater. I know Amber Davies, like, she was on Love Island, did very well in her season, and is now on the West End. So I definitely think that we can see a little bit of that coming down the line for Megan as well, and she's going to do very well in Ireland as well. Like, Moira Higgins is a national treasure here, and obviously she's done, you know, well overseas as well, but I think we're going to see, you know, Megan do the same.
Oh, I think so. I think you're definitely onto a winner mentioning those. And it's going to be really interesting to see. I always love watching Love Island and seeing how they are from the very beginning when they come in to who they are going out the door. Now, we might not have couples who genuinely have love for one another, but we've got great characters. Have you got a favourite moment from the whole season?
Oh, now that is a tough one. There has been some ridiculous moments. I still love when Ben and Shakira weeks ago had called it off. And, you know, the way the recoupling went at the time, Ben was left, Shakira was single. I think Harry had gone back to Helena for third or fourth time. And Shakira was left single, and her and Ben had to recouple together.
Oh my God.
And he was up at the fire pit going, oh, like, this is just, the phrasing he used was, this is just baffling my cranium.
I remember
that. And he
was
up there and he couldn't put words together. And the other Islanders were like, Ben, say something nice. And it was just so unusual. I just thought it was absolutely hilarious. I loved when Connor came out and saw Irish Megan was back as well. Obviously, I haven't asked her to wait for him. I just thought that was like, I was like I really liked that because I like both of them as well. You know, like, I like seeing the Irish Islanders do well. You know, I was excited to see his reaction to her coming back, the other Islanders' reaction to her coming back. I really liked that as well. Like, there's been, I'll probably, like, you know, like, finish up with you now and go off about my day and be thinking, oh, I love this, I love this as well. Like, there is some great moments from this season, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. But of course, Jodie, unfortunately, we have to finish up our chat because I know that we're going to be waiting in anticipation to see who actually wins. But I suppose your money is definitely on which couple. And I mean, who's going to come second and third? Give us your 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. I think there's a dumping tonight now, so I could be saying one thing and I could be changing my mind now by the morning. But I think, like, I'm struggling because I think the likes of a couple like Meg and Dijon, who have been together from the start, who have said, I love you, who have started going out in the villa, I think they tend to do quite well, but people really don't like them. So I could maybe see them being in maybe fourth, maybe not even third. But then, you know, I'm going against myself because traditionally in past years, like, they have been up there. I would say maybe I would probably put Yaz and Jamie number one, Tony and Cash number two, and don't know. Maybe I nearly would be between Meg and Jean and Harry and Shakira for number three. But Harry and Shakira is wild, but I just think the public really like Shakira.
Yeah.
And I think that she could pull him through.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and find out. Jodie, of course, you have been our wonderful Love Island expert for the last number of weeks. Thank you so much for giving us your time. I hope you enjoy the next couple of episodes. And if anybody wants to reach out, if they want to find out more about what you're getting up to with The Sun or even on social media, where is the best place to go?
So you can always find me on Jodie underscore McCormack on TikTok and Instagram if you want to reach out to me on Monday and let me know what you think of the winners. And then obviously you can always have a look at what we're doing on the Irish Sun website.
Oh, super. Jodie, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to talking to you again when we hopefully have a new season of Love Island to chat about.
Hopefully. I'm excited already.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.